Clifford T. Ward,
Home Thoughts from Abroad. Suitably sensitive for this special day. Well, Gene Cooper says, well, it's actually not a good morning here in Milton Keynes. It's dull. Well, yes, it's not too bright here either, but it is a very special day. A sad day, but a day to be proud of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Glad of your company between now and one. Upping the tempo. We've got Il Divo. We've got Anastasia. You could say the cup runneth over. The Ronettes. Who else? Be My Baby. Ralphie, who is, as we know, an old-fashioned Edwardian-type gent. It's very distressing to hear you have an Il Diva on today's programme. Is that Sally Traffic playing up again? Probably a little cold. Flouncing about in a flurry of tissues. Yes, well, that's very suitable and indeed entirely appropriate, Sally, but it's nothing to do with her. It's Il Divo. And here's another confused one. John of Devon, I was pleased to hear you, Bobby Davro, on the show. Il Divo, Il Divo, OK? And what's all this, says Clodagh Rubbish. Who's this Anne O'Stacey you have coming in today? Is she a nurse? Because if you have Il Divos in as well, you'll be picking up something nasty if you don't watch out. Surely you could have found someone not poorly. Look, everybody's in rude good health here. And it's Anastasia, Il Divo, Anastasia. Look, could I make it plain? We were very glad to have Shane Filan and Nadine Coyle in last week.
I look at you with frozen eyes, cold as ice. You want to bring me back to life. Then come to me.
Good voice, Shane Filan, Nadine Coyle. And they'll be singing that on the big night, which is not far away now. Next Friday, Friday 13th. Children in Need. Mind you watch, and if you do, please do donate.
BBC Radio 2 remembers. Another chance to watch our Friday night is Music Night, marking the 75th anniversary of the...
Hey, the wonderful Carpenters. Jambalaya on the bio. I'm thrilled skinny to tell you that my guests have arrived. They did a rehearsal and we locked the doors so they couldn't get out. And they're back with us. It is, of course, the brilliant Il Divo. You all know them, you all love them. Multinational operatic pop vocal group. And comprised of David Miller from America.
Hi there, good morning.
Popular French singer Sébastien Isambard.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour. Swiss tenor Urs Bueller.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, you see, the Swiss, the multi... polyglots.
Oh, yeah.
So you are. And Spanish baritone Carlos Marín.
Hello, hello.
It's good to have you all with us, and thank you. I know how busy
you
are.
Thank
you for giving up your Sunday. Obviously, Il Divo have enjoyed worldwide success. 160 gold and platinum hits in 35 different countries. Can I just ask, do you know where you are now?
Well, we just arrived from Spain, I mean, just this morning, because we were doing promotion for our new record, Amor y Pasión, that has been right now out over there. And then over here, it's going to be on 127th, isn't it? I think so.
23rd, I think.
You flew in from Madrid, Madrid, Barcelona.
That's it.
Madrid.
Here we
good.
Are.
We're honoured to have you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And you don't get much jet lag from Madrid, do you?
No.
You're okay.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah,
it's just
okay,
one hour.
Yeah.
How much sleep did you have?
About four hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
That's enough. It's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough for fine singers. So this is the new album called, well, we call it Amor and Passion, but Amor y Pasión.
Oh, very good.
And tell us about it.
Well, it's a collection of songs, kind of all of the most iconic and classic Latin songs from across South America, Cuba, Spain, and it's actually a work that we're extremely proud of. You know, this is the first time that we've been able to incorporate rhythm into our music and give it a bit of pace, a bit of sway, something you can get up and dance to. And it was a tremendous, it was so much fun for us to record. And yeah, I can honestly say from the four of us, this is probably our best album since the first.
Well, that's saying a lot because you've had a great deal of success with your albums. So did you have much trouble selecting? Because you had a lot to select from in terms of songs.
It was difficult. I mean, obviously we had a long list of 200 songs, so imagine. So we just went to the studio. What we usually do, we just go to the studio and just maybe record 25, 30 songs, and then we just choose the best ones. It was very difficult to choose the best 12 ones because there's so many beautiful Latin melodies that... that you can choose, but I think we have, as David says, one of the best records we ever did.
Good for you, and I suppose it's cosmopolitan, so it's going to be not only in Spanish, but I imagine the emphasis might be in Spanish. And then French?
Well, there was no space for French into this repertoire. Malheur, malheur, oh mon Dieu! Oh là là, it is not possible.
This is not... Quel dommage, Sébastien!
It's incredible. In fact, it was just like the most beautiful poetry in Spanish. And as we said, we wanted to do something very sexy. And we said, we would always have a lot of songs in Spanish. Let's do it completely, a complete Spanish album. I think it's very sexy. It's beautiful. The words to it, actually, when you ask, we asked the producer, Rio Reyes, who is a Grammy Award winner, we asked him to just translate what we were singing. I must say, it was nice to hear some poetry, because now when you hear some music of nowadays, it's three words and it's repetitive and could be quite boring. So I enjoy that very much, singing all of it in Spanish.
When the four of you get together on a social basis, or perhaps you don't get together on a social basis, but if you do come together for a drink, or possibly even breakfast today, what language do you speak amongst each other?
We speak English. I mean, all the four of us together. I think that's the only language that we all four really speak. I mean, Sebastian and me, we speak French sometime together. Nobody speaks Swiss German in the band.
Nobody speaks Romansh.
No, I don't even speak Romansh. Well, that was good, yeah.
Okay. We have our own language sometimes. I have Il Divoish. No, it's true. We just have to look at each other when we're on stage. And often we have those inside jokes that people don't get. So we have to be careful because it becomes a little bit exclusive.
Well, look... we're delighted to have you with us. I know you're going to sing two songs for us. Are they both in Spanish?
Yes, they are.
Well, the first one certainly is, because it's quizás, quizás, quizás.
Exactly. Here we go.
Olé!
Arriba, arriba!
Vamos!
Well, that was lovely. What does quizás mean?
Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Of course it does. It's been translated into English, but I think it's better in Spanish.
Perhaps.
Possibly peut-être.
Peut-être.
Peut-être would be terrible in French. So, do British audiences respond when you sing in Spanish or Italian?
I think they do. I think they find there's a very exotic element to having our music be in a foreign language. And all of these songs specifically, but all of our music is really about amor, passion, kind of romance, and this exoticism just really kind of gets everybody's juices flowing. Everybody, we got ladies screaming in the audience, we have a great time.
They don't throw things at you, do they?
They do sometimes. I mean, yeah. I remember we were once in the show, we were sitting at the edge of the stage, and then a beautiful lady came to me and she just gave me something really warm in my hand. It was like, oh, what is that? And suddenly it was a knicker. What should I do? And I just took
possibly,
it.
No, a knickers. It's not a knicker.
It's a knickers then. Few knickers then.
A knicker is a medium of exchange.
All right.
Okay, anyway, that could be too.
Tell me now, because you weren't playing the instruments. Who's playing the guitar and the keyboard for you?
Well, we have the wonderful
James.
James is on guitar.
Steve on keys.
Steve, you're all very welcome, chaps. Making a wonderful, wonderful sound. You. Now, you've got a world tour coming up.
Absolutely. We're about to...
are you in the middle of it?
Not quite. We're just promoting the album at the moment. We are preparing a lot of ideas. We've been sitting down, the four of us, and brainstorming to what we want to do, because we'd like to do a lot of things differently this time around. And it gives us a chance to give a bit of our personality dancing on stage.
What?
Yeah, playing some instruments, taking the tops off. No, I'm just kidding. Most importantly, you know, maybe more in plug stuff like this would be good, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it's going to start in February. We're going to be all around the world. I think we're here in May.
Yeah.
So anyways, ildivo.com is probably the best way to find out where we're going to be, because sometimes we don't even know ourselves, but we are excited to hit the road.
Well, I'll tell you where you're going here. Birmingham, Cardiff, Newcastle, Glasgow, Manchester, Nottingham, London, Leeds, Bournemouth and Brighton.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So you left out Southend.
Exactly. Shame on us.
Honestly, fellas, you've got to do better than this. But you're going to be, if you'll pardon my expression, cream crackered, aren't you? Doesn't touring like this, does it not tire you out?
It's actually really exciting. I mean, it gets very tiring, you know, because what we're kind of doing today, you know, being yesterday in Spain, today in the UK, and this evening in Spain again, you know, that is
Don't
the way...
Don't tell me you came over here specially for us.
Of course we did.
We woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning just to be with you. That's for sure.
We go back this afternoon, too.
I wish you'd have rung me earlier. I've said, honestly, we'll try and work around you.
We'll bring those cones next time.
Well, give our regards back to Madrid when you get back. And thank you very much for coming.
It's a real pleasure.
Really grateful to see them. The four of you and your accompanists. And you're going to sing another one for us. Don't want to lose you.
That's right.
Also in Spanish called Si Voy a Perderte.
And thanks for being such a great support, Terry.
Muchas gracias.
Un placer.
Don't want to lose you. It's David, Sebastian, Urs and Carlos. Il Divo. Brilliant.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
It was fun.
Cheers. Bon voyage back to Madrid.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful tour.
Thank you.
And continued success, of course. Oh, love that song.
You did love that, didn't you?
Oh, she's a terrific singer. That's Cher, just like Jesse James. Years ago, when I interviewed her on the... on the television.
Well, there you go, bragging again.
No, she was wearing teeth braces.
Was she really?
There's a brave person to appear on the television live.
This was on the
braces
television?
Braces on your teeth.
God, that is brave.
By the way, we have a terrific reaction, as you can imagine, to Il Divo. Ah, amazing unplugged, says Elaine. Helen Barnett says, they haven't changed a bit. I love their music. Norma says, melting listening to Il Divo sing live on Radio 2.
Melting watching them, let me tell you.
It's a shame they're so plain.
Yes. You know. I wish they were slightly better looking.
Yes, it might help. And look, there's a poem in for you.
Is there really? I don't know if I want to hear this or not.
No, neither do I, but I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I love to sail with Sally. On rough seas, singing shanties.
Oh, no. Enough. Just the first two lines is fine.
We gaze at moonlit cliffs and valleys.
Yes.
As I get closer to her.
Yes, right.
Paintings of choppy seas and white horses.
Which listeners? It's so juvenile.
These are the most grown-up people I have writing to me.
There's been... I'm going to start in... where am I going to start? The M1 around Derby, junctions 25 to 24 on the southbound carriageway. There's a lane out of action there following an incident. 03700 100 200 is the traffic hotline number. I'm back with more in an hour.
Always something to look forward to on this show. I was going to say, Sunday... It always astonishes me how much traffic there is on the roads.
Very, very busy.
On Sunday.
Yeah. A lot of people use Sunday as their shopping day now, I think. It's become the traditional... Yeah, I think it's their shopping day. So there is a lot of people out and about. Do you ever go shopping on a Sunday?
I don't go shopping any day.
Really? You pop down to the supermarket for tea?
When I'm in a foreign country, I do. Because there's nobody there to say, "Here, Tell, what are you doing on the fruit and veg?" Paul Heaton writes some original stuff. Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, they'll be with us next week, I'm delighted to say. But where else in a pop song are you going to get propensity, depravity and austerity? And we had a wonderful special Radio 2 Children in Need lunch last Sunday. I'm sorry you couldn't make it, but my thanks to all the people who did. Hundreds and hundreds turned up. It was really wonderful in the Landmark in London. Terrific atmosphere, wonderful music. And as I said, you couldn't have beaten it. And we had a splendid time, says a young lady called Barbara Bush from Bristol. Nothing to do with the great Bush family of America. But Barbara was a star in her own right because she used to bid. She bid for every single thing that came up. She bid £1,000. And that really was able to start our great auctioneer, Nick Stewart, off and running. And we've raised a ton of money. A ton of money for Children in Need. It was really the best ever lunch, I'd say. So make a date for next year.
He's experienced global success as a singer, a composer, a producer and a songwriter. But he's rarely seen performing live.
Brass in Tid Pocket. Aye, the Pretenders. Now, I'm delighted to be able to link up with one of the greatest supporters of Children in Need we've ever had. A wonderful fella. And I don't know where he is at the moment in the country, but he's the one who leads our one-show rickshaw challenge for Children in Need that has raised so much money, so much enthusiasm, has caused so many people to support Children in Need. Matt Baker. Any
Very
sign
good
up?
Morning, Terry. Very good morning.
Thank goodness. You sound as if you're in Vladivostok, but where are you?
I'm 8 miles outside of Tiverton at the moment, so we've just nipped in here. Honestly, I have to say a very special thank you to this lovely lady who just waved us in. We've parked our convoy on her drive just so that I can speak to you right now. So, yeah, we're good. We're dry, thank goodness. We haven't been soaked by the weather and the rain this morning, but goodness me, the last 2 days, Terry, they have been quite something for Team Rickshaw to get through. But they've dug deep, they've hit some massive hills, and spirits are high. You know, here we are on day 3, but so far, so very good.
It's never been easy. Exactly, Matt. And obviously this year sounds like it's if we can say, worse than ever in terms of weather. But in a strange way, it's the kind of thing that inspires people, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing, because I'm sure those who are watching this on television, obviously follow us on the One Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then see it on Children in Need Night on Friday. But when they see these youngsters going through this, and the weather and the hills, and then maybe if that inspires them to donate just that little bit more, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, that is why they're doing this. You know, these youngsters, they've been through so much in their life already, and yet what they're doing, they're putting themselves on the line so that others, you know, just like them, can get that vital support when they need it. And you know what? For me, that is just incredibly inspiring. But at the turnout, Terry, as we've been going through, I mean, we've been riding through the middle of nowhere, and yet the country lanes have been lined with people. So I just want to say a very special thank you to all those people that have been joining us along the route, and you can continue to join us as well. You know, we're more than welcome to, you know, more than happy to wave at you, and that support just keeps everybody going.
So it's an 8-day thing, and the youngsters are riding with Matt, who burst into tears, if I remember, a couple of years ago. We won't be able to tell the difference between whether it's rain or tears, Matt, but I'm sure you put your life into it, I know that. And the youngsters are riding a 470-mile journey from Land's End to East End. So they're going end up in Elstree this coming Friday. We're really looking forward to that, seeing a bedraggled Matt Baker come in with all those wonderful children. I must give them full credit too. That's Amira, Elliot, Aaron, George D, George G, and Lucy.
Lovely. That's it, Terry. Listen, we're gonna have to crack on as well now, because we don't want to get too far behind schedule. So we're going to... I'm going to get my waterproofs on, and... Right, where's my jumper? Anyway, I'm gonna find my jumper, and we'll get cracking, and we'll leave you to it. But, Terry, listen, if anybody can donate and show their support, then that's what it's all about. All you have to do is text the word TEAM to 70705. Those text messages will cost you £5, plus your standard network message charge, and that whole £5 will go to Children in Need. You've got to be 16 or over, so please do ask for the bill payer's permission before you text. And if you want to see full terms and conditions, just go to the website, bbc.co.uk/pudgy. But listen, thank you in advance to all of those that are supporting us, and thanks, Terry, for giving us the time to talk about it.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my friend, and thank you for all that you do. And our thanks, our sincere thanks to those wonderful children. Do you know the Rickshaw Challenge in its fifth year has raised over, well, £7.9 million for Children in Need so far. Congratulations to all. Look forward to seeing you all on Friday night.
Thanks for your support. Bye for now.
The Rickshaw Challenge. Fantastic. I'll just add to what Matt said. To support the challenge and donate a fiver, text TEAM, T-E-A-M, 70705. If you want to donate 10 quid, that would be great. TEAM again, 70710. Texts will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. And all of your donation will go to Children in Need. You must be age 16 or over. Please ask for the bill payer's permission. Oh, go on, Dad. And for more information and full terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/Pudsey. It's one of the highlights of Children in Need. Matt Baker's One Shaw Rickshaw Challenge for Children in Need. And this is entirely suitable. Hit the wet road.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come and so the Rickshaw Challenge hits the road in the worst of the weather on behalf of Children in Need. On our way to news and on the other side, the great voice of Anastasia. Etta James, that wonderful string arrangement. This is BBC Radio 2, online and on digital radio, and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at midday. This is Nikki Cardwell. Sebastian Coe says he's shocked and angered by allegations of extortion and bribery.
Welcome back to the second hour. We've been waiting for you.
BBC Radio 2.
You're the only one for us. Who else? Dusty Springfield. I only want to be with you. Ah, Edna Cloud, who was with me, of course, at the lunch last Sunday, and like so many others. And thank you for everybody who supported us. It was terrific. And Edna says, after seeing the Star Wars trailer for Children in Need, I'm borrowing a lightsaber for my friend's grandson. I have to be ready to join in. That starring role in science fiction will overcome the refusal of Cubby Broccoli to give you the James Bond role. Please, enough of that, Edna. It's still a sore point. Cubby Broccoli said my ears were too big. Gave the role to some upstart. Roger Moore. Well, now, as I said, last Sunday was a really special day for Radio 2 and Children in Need. And we had magnificent attendance in a wonderful setting. And I think it was the best ever. But then I think every year is the best ever. And we had the musical contributions from Ward Thomas, Camilla Kerslake, the Overtones, everybody dancing on the tables, and this man, Billy Ocean. This is one of the songs he sang for us. Caribbean Queen.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by me.
Wonderful Billy Ocean. What a smile. What a personality. Tremendous. Now, you won't have heard this before.
Well, I am tired.
For heaven's sake, that's fantastic. Ruby Turner, who for my money is probably the best singer in the country. And Jules Holland, and that's an original, that's a world exclusive. Peace in the Valley, Jules Holland, Ruby Turner. We were privileged to play it. And Gerda says, you've done it again. Last year, Children in Need coincided with Scotland playing the Republic of Ireland at football the same day as the Children in Need special show. And this year we have England playing Spain. Which show are we supposed to watch? Do you really expect me to answer that, Gerda? Is there a choice? I don't think so. And anyway, there's a little record button on most people's television these days. And you can't record 7 hours of Children in Need, so take the hint. Here's somebody whistling. I thought I said there'd be no more whistling on this show. It's common, anyway. And I can't do it.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your...
Oh, that brings me back to me wasted youth. Guy Mitchell, singing the blues.
Returning for another year.
The Children in Need Breakfast Show auctions. You could be bidding on incredible lots.
Including...
Train with world champions as you prepare for the races of your life. How about the launch of a very, very big television show?
Very big show.
To do with cars. Soon, the last ever Dine and Disco. Featuring planet Earth's biggest living artist. And we kick it all off with the ultimate experience for tennis fans. It's all for BBC Children in Need.
The Children in Need Breakfast Show auction.
Make a difference to thousands of lives of children. The bidding begins Monday morning from 8 on BBC Radio 2.
Yeah, miss it at your peril. You can't miss that. It's all for Children in Need, and last year was another record-breaking year. We're hoping to do the best next Friday. I know that it'll be all due to you if we do. And we won't count our chickens, but I'm sure whatever is raised is going to change the lives of thousands of underprivileged children. Anastasia is singing for us next. Oh, I do love a demented saxophone. That's Aztec Camera. Wonderful record, somewhere in my heart. Now, we are privileged to welcome one of the top-selling female pop singers of the 2000s. Sold over 30 million albums, hits with all sorts of things. Can only be Anastasia.
It can only be me and you, babe.
Yeah, you're here.
I'm here. Why not?
And you've got your rebellious spirit.
I've got my rebellious outfit on because you're a little wild style.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know you. You keep it rocking, so I got to keep it moving.
I find it very hard to control myself.
Hey, and I find that very fascinating and extremely intriguing.
I'm looking to you to apply some rigor.
I'm here for vigor, and you are. I have the trigger.
Thank heaven we have this woman in. Now, tell me all. You've got, it says, a new collection here called Ultimate Collection.
I do. I actually decided to put all these wonderful, fabulous songs that have rocked your airwaves for so long on one great album called The Ultimate Collection.
I have it. I have it here. Look.
Do you?
There's a
That's her. That's me.
It's a tempestuous picture.
I know, but it was taken by Bryan Adams, mind you.
Ah.
And we were here 2 years ago, Bryan Adams, and just so happens he knows how to photograph some people, too.
Don't tell me this picture is 2 years old.
No, it's not 2 years old. He didn't take it that day, but that would have been a really good money saver, I'll tell you. My record company would have really appreciated that discount.
Tell me, have you looked back on your career, which has been star-studded and success everywhere, have you been able to take it all in? Has it been a bit of a blur?
No, it's actually I'm reliving a lot of wonderful moments, and being able to have this kind of album out does make you be able to talk about songs and talk about possibly singing the songs with people at events, or what you've done and who you've sung with, because it talks about just you being a little bit more of an iconic person in the music industry enough to have actual album worth of collections. So I think it's just a lovely thing to be able to reminisce and go back and be happy about what you've done.
But often your songs are about the hard times.
Yes, they're about really, really awful breakups. And I have got a lot of women away from marriages that were awful and relationships that were terrible. And so I am the hen song lady of the century. Thank you very much. Call on me, Anastasia, for your pleasure.
Call on Anastasia. She'll break up your marriage.
I will, totally.
Tell me about this homely group that you have with you.
I have a very homely group here, and they just do nothing but fabulous music. I have Lorraine and Maria doing backgrounds, really? Which are some great voices, and Rob on guitar and Gary on keys. Not too many instruments in the building, but we will sound like an orchestra when we actually start.
It's probably something to do with the fact that this studio is more like a matchbox than a studio.
No, this studio can fit so much. I believe that. How many people have you probably had in this studio when it came to musicians? I would bet a lot.
Well, people sometimes leave through lack of oxygen.
Oh, well, there you go. And that's, in fact, I might be doing that now because you are a very, very smooth criminal today.
That's me. I don't recognize the description, but I'm glad you found it so. I know you're going to sing a couple of songs for us.
Yes.
This would be from the Ultimate Collection?
It would be, absolutely. This is the single. Mm. I'm going to sing first, Take This Chance.
So I think we were among those who played it first.
Yes, you were.
It's on the Radio 2 playlist, Take This Chance. Anastasia. Lovely. The Ultimate Collection is a follow-up to Resurrection.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was your comeback album, which made
it was. It was a very intense album to actually do after I dealt with the second cancer. So,
So do you find it? I know it must be cathartic sometimes to write these songs, but how do you feel about performing them in front of a live audience?
I feel honored to be able to have accomplished not only the emotions that I've gotten past, but situations that I've come and accomplished, you know, to have survived twice cancer and to have gone through difficult relationships and interesting friendships and then find the other side that finds the positivity is really refreshing. So I like to be able to share that knowledge through song with the audience, because I know there's somebody out there that can relate to the music that I sing about.
So do you ever get to lie down in a darkened room? Do you ever get a chance to rest?
And think about you?
No, often. think about anything except writing songs and getting out on stage and performing.
You know, sometimes I've had too much time when I'm ill to do that, that actually a darkened room frightens me. That means that I might be under some kind of anesthesia and I'm like, whoa, somebody stop it. But I am actually super excited to be back doing what I absolutely love doing and being healthy and happy and with an amazing record company that believes in music the way that I do. And it just is lovely.
So you toured Europe and Australia.
Yes,
last year.
It was very fun.
And are you going to do something as tough again?
I'm going to do something just as tough, probably more dates, because my manager's a little bit of a hard nose. And just kidding, Craig. I'm actually going to tour starting April, and he will just have me running around Europe, Australia, probably until the end of the summer, that man. I know. He's a little bit of a stickler.
He's hiding from me.
He is hiding. He's hiding.
He's avoiding my glare.
He's great. Look, he looks very innocent. All of you guys look all innocent. And then we go, how did we do all that work? How did they make us do that?
I'm glad you did. We're glad you do, because you're doing wonderful
Thank
work.
You very much.
Wonderful
Thank you.
Work. We're very pleased to have you with us, fitting us in. Where are you off to next?
We are going to do tomorrow. I'm going to do QVC, which is something I've never done before, where I didn't really realize how much music is actually on the QVC besides what I would usually buy, which would be the diamonds and the pearls and the sheets and the pants and the clothes. But they actually sell music on that show. And how do you know that?
I didn't.
There you go. See, this is knowledge. I'm like a trivia knowledge girl.
It's been wonderful to have you with us. And thank you for being
Thank you.
So enthusiastic.
Thanks.
Such a wonderful singer. Are you going to sing again for us?
I really am, and I'm going to sing your favorite song, which you most of the time tell me you sing quite often to your wife. No, I'm just kidding. It's I'm Out of Love. You don't sing
how
it
could
to your
she
wife.
Have how could she have known this?
She told me, but I didn't mean to say it on the air. Did I say that out loud?
Now everybody
Sorry,
knows.
Doll.
Everybody knows now. You've ruined it for everybody.
Oh, she knows it's all love.
It's I'm Out of Love.
For today.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Anastasia, I'm
Good
out of love.
Good morning to you.
From Ultimate Collection.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Brilliant. Wonderful to have you. Come again when you can. Oh, don't talk. 10cc. The things we do for love. I listened to the wonderful Anastasia when I skied to the North Pole and while rowing from New York across the Atlantic to Devon. Charlie Martel. God, I'll pass that on to her, Charlie. She'd be delighted to hear that. That's fantastic. And look, here's Sally and an ode. There's an ode.
Another ode.
Another ode. Sally is my girly crush. Voluptuous, blonde, alluring.
Yes.
If only I were more like her with charm that is enduring, I'd oust her from her pedestal with petrol heads and truckers.
Oh.
And spend my Sunday afternoon amongst...
Okay, that's it. Right, no more poems. I quite like to hang on to the job for a little while.
Very innocent. I spend my Sunday afternoon amongst you lot of silly billies.
Yes.
We'd have a right old crack and a jolly good time. No, the chest is gone.
It was never really there, to be honest. The A1 northbound heading up towards Gateshead is very slow from around Junction 6. More travel just after 2 o'clock.
Well, we count the very hours till you're with us again.
And listen, have a lovely time on Friday. Children in Need, I hope you have a great show. And for all the people who, as you pointed out earlier, support it. Brilliant. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, Sam. Little Mix.
They were the songwriting partnership with the Midas Touch, turning their powers on shows about kings.
Hey, he was with us live in the studio a couple of weeks ago. Georgie Fame.
BBC Children in Need on Radio 2.
Hi, it's Jo Wiley. We're in the Tramshed, a theatre in Greenwich, and Children in Need fund the staff that run the Whatever Youth Theatre, which helps children with mental health issues develop coping skills for everyday life.
I'm Kelsey and I'm 13 years old.
How did you hear about this place? Why did you decide to come here?
My school thought it would help me with my anger problems and help me with my drama skills. I was a bit scared on the first day, as anyone would be. And I thought everyone was going to be kind of mean because I used to get bullied. But it was really fun and I enjoyed it.
Was it the bullying that made you have your anger issues?
Yeah, a lot of people bullying me because of my mum's disability, my weight, my skin colour and all that.
Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
I'm Emily Hunker, and I started Whatever Youth Theatre, and I'm also one of the artist tutors.
Why did you start the theatre?
We started the theatre because we work in Woolwich, which is an area where there's quite a lot of deprivation and quite a lot of young people who are struggling.
And if you can just tell me the impact and the importance of Children in Need in what you're doing here.
If it wasn't for Children in Need and the money that they give us, we wouldn't be reaching these young people. It wouldn't be happening.
To donate £5 to BBC Children in Need, text the word radio to 70705. Or to donate £10, text radio to 70710. Text messages will cost the full donation amount, plus your standard network charge, and your whole donation will go to Children in Need. You must ask the bill payer's permission, and you can find full terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/pudsey.
Yes, and I make no apology for plugging Children in Need. Next Friday, see if you can make it. Please. On BBC One at 7 o'clock, that's when we're starting. Well, now, Alec Hunter Academy, Braintree, are holding a fundraising week for BBC Children in Need next week. And well done them. And all over the country, Children in Need supporters will be holding cake sales and walks and silences and dressing ups and Pudsey memorabilia stalls. And my daughter, my two daughters-in-law, will be doing that very thing outside their children's schools on the special day. So I hope, and I'm sure, you'll do your bit for us.
When cockles shell.
Who else? Eva Cassidy. Newly released, Whaley Whaley. Isn't that beautiful? Well, I know I'm leaning against an open door with you when I say to help us with children in need. And all around the country, I know people are doing their bit. And didn't we have a lovely time at Terry's gala luncheon? Champagne and food with the great and the good, and all for children in need, you know. A few words from Tell, and the auction went well, and stars to entertain us, singing a few of our favourite songs as the meals went down. Well, so they did, Jilly, and it was terrific. And, well, you know, as I say, it's about the height of it for this week. I'm looking forward to your company. If you can join me any time of the night between 7 and 1 o'clock from next Friday on BBC One for Children in Need. Thanks in the meantime to my agile team here. David Manorow, Bradley Duggan, Joanna Mifflin from the BBC. Bless them. Yes. Plus my guests, Il Divo and Anastasia. They were remarkable. Well, what else is new? Every week. Their live sessions will be available as clips on the Radio 2 website later on this very day, next Sunday, when we have recovered from the excesses of Children in Need, and I hope all your contributions make it another record breaker. I'm joined in session by the outstanding Billy Ocean, who was with us last Sunday, and Paul and Jackie. Yeah. Paul Eaton and Jackie. And Elaine Page is next. She'll be joining us with 2 hours of songs from stage and screen. No better woman to do it. A Weekend Wogan is a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 2. And as I say, I'll see you on Friday, BBC One, 7 o'clock. Spend until your pocket thinks your hand's gone mad.
My true love was true.
The Platters. And this is BBC Radio 2, online and on digital radio, 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Nikki Cardwell.